The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
They're gone. My guess is they're headed for that new mine they opened to power the plasma ray.
This was our scout's first image of Rage headquarters. This photo shows the crew unloading a shuttlecraft.
Ah, yeah, 13 are wearing helmets.
And it's a sure bet the other is Professor Lynn.
Our office will be responsible for the St. Louis site. We'll need our top agent on this.
Nelson, who is under our control, and Soren out of the Denmark office.
So, Agent Barnes, are you up for another head-to-head with Wi-Fi?
Well, I held my own the first time with no experience, so where's our team?
Well, looks like we got the band back together.
Of all the available pilots, you guys select a no-experienced captain like Nate? Do you get the feeling that this mission is getting put together on the fly?
I'm right with you, partner.
All right, Dad. Why did you park in the restaurant's back lot and walk to Long Wharf?
Dad! What are you doing?
Oh my God, he just disappeared! Vanished into thin air!
And now, episode 81, Broken Wing.
Dad, are you in there? This isn't happening. This is crazy.
You've reached Doris Mark. I'm sorry, but I can't come to the phone now. So please leave your name and number and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Yes, you can come to the phone. It's with you.
Sorry, but I can't come to the phone right now, but...
But you're gone, too. All right, Kelly, think. What do you do now? There's got to be a secret door here, but it looks solid. All right, Dad, let's see how you talk your way out of this one. I can't wait.
Horace. We weren't expecting you here today.
Thanks for setting up the transfer so quickly. I couldn't just sit at home and wait to hear what was going on. So, what's going on?
Unless there's been a significant change, your daughter and Barnes should be departing Boldabar aboard the Mercury in less than 12 hours.
The Mercury? Is Rogers back?
No. His first mate bought him out.
So Nate is the captain now. And Sheena?
She is apparently seeking her fortune with Rogers. He's picked up Tika as his pilot.
The pilot of the Prometheus?
Yes. She left that vessel right after the rescue mission.
It's a regular musical chairs up there. What type of escort do they have?
A Marine squadron led by Captain Jocko. Major Witt is on assignment. Don't worry, they're in good hands.
I know they are, but I'd really like to be up there.
I can appreciate that, but you'll be best served down here.
Given the comm delay, I don't see what good I can do for them.
It's not them that I have in mind. We've received reports of two communication towers being bombed.
You think it's Rage?
We don't think that Rage would pursue this plan with the plasma ray out of commission. So the best guess we have is that they're Rage sympathizers. It's apparent that once the satellites were destroyed, explosives and receivers were removed from the towers. It's possible that these two towers were destroyed to make a statement of loyalty to Rage.
Well, how can I help?
We're sending Nelson and our Danish field agent, Soren, to St. Louis to investigate the bombing.
Good grief. How are you able to justify sending Nelson?
Nelson's family has a demolition business that Nelson grew up in. He's an expert in what type of munitions it would take to bring down everything from a casino hotel to a radio tower.
Now, wait a minute. Nelson's family has a demo company? He's not even from this side.
Well, on paper they do.
Sometimes you scare me, John.
Everything today is being done electronically, which means you can make anyone be what you want them to be. Now, as for you, I don't think you can devote full time to this investigation, especially with Kelly on the loose. So we'll call upon you for any help we may need.
She is going to be a problem. And speaking of which, I'd better get back before she gets back home. She's like an old mother hen when it comes to me.
Well, I'm sure it's in part because you've been missing for 5 years. Step in and I'll have you back to Long Wharf in no time.
It is time. Bring the prisoner to the observation deck. Bridge, what is our current position?
20 sections to orbital insert, my lord.
Very well. Prepare the forward observation deck.
Aye, aye, my lord. Forward deck shields opening. Do you wish to orient the platform to view Galaza?
That is affirmative. Galazza will be our new home. You shall witness the rebirth of Rage, stronger and more powerful than ever. Professor, behold your new home, the planet Galazza, rich in minerals, all the raw materials we will ever need to continue our work.
Our work, Soka. It is your work. A work dedicated to the destruction of all that is good.
No, Professor. Our work is to find an endless source of energy so that we do not have to be dependent on anyone or anybody. We will not destroy our enemies, but watch them destroy themselves with fossil and radioactive fuel sources.
While you hoard the resources needed for free, clean, and efficient fuel, knowing that they will have come for you.
Just the way they make us crawl to them now. It's only a matter of time before we control the energy in the Galactic Empire, and you, my friend, can be part of this glorious revolution.
Propaganda, Soka. What you spout is pure propaganda. Rage is bent on galactic domination. You wish to rule the Empire by force.
Nevertheless, we shall rule one way or the other. And you, Professor, will find it more beneficial to be for us than against us. This planet offers everything we need. Ample food supply, water, and a wealth of minerals.
And what of those who live on this planet?
Primitive life forms at best. They shall pose no problem to us. In fact, they will make an excellent workforce for our mining activities.
Workforce? You mean slaves, don't you?
Call it what you will, Professor. These primitives will benefit from our presence. Your choice is simple. Join us, or join them.
Destination reached. Stand by for portal opening.
Standing by.
Scan indicates personnel outside the STIP.
Roger that.
I'm opening the camera portal on the STIP's flagstaff. Go ahead and do a visual.
Copy. Activating monitor. Rotating camera. Oh no, this is not good. It's Kelly.
Oh my. Well, I can transport you to an alternate site, but the closest is Annapolis.
That's not going to do me any good. Is it possible to open up a portal to transmit my cell signal?
The camera portal is open now. Use your cell and log on to the STIP's network. The mast has a cell relay. You'll find the network password posted just above the monitor.
This would have been nice to have back in my day. All right, logged on. Do I need to use any prefix?
Negative. Just dial as normal, and good luck.
Thanks. I think I'm gonna need it.
Daddy?
Hey, what you up to?
Waiting for you to come out of this iron tube.
Iron tube?
Roosevelt's elevator here at Long Wharf.
Now, you're not making much sense. What would I be doing in Roosevelt's elevator? Besides, the door on that thing's been welded shut.
And I can't wait to hear how you were able to walk right through the thing from the back. Where there's no door.
Now you're not making any sense at all.
I saw you at Long Wharf and followed you. You went behind the elevator and disappeared. I went behind it and you were nowhere to be found.
Well, if you wanted to find me, you should have looked for me at the Dorchester County Airport, not behind an old monument.
I know what I saw. And I saw you walk to the monument, go around the back, and just disappear.
Would you just listen to yourself? Do you know how crazy you sound right now? I'm at the airport, not Long Wharf. You must have seen someone else.
I think I'd know my own father, even if it were someone else. How do you explain them disappearing?
Let me get this straight. You saw someone who looked like me walk around to the back of the monument. When you followed them around, they were gone.
Yes.
So what did you do then?
I walked over to the bulkhead to see if you jumped in or got into a boat.
And then?
I inspected the back for a secret door and pounded on the wall.
So when you walked around one side, this mystery person walked around the other side to the front. And then you walked over to the bulkhead, and then walked back to the monument and looked for a door and pounded on the wall, right?
Yes.
So while you were doing all this, your mystery person walked away and probably got into a car and drove off.
I don't know.
Then the only other explanation is that it was me, and I walked through a solid steel wall, and I'm calling you from inside the monument. Now, I've been a detective for a long time, and I might suggest that the former explanation is probably the more plausible one.
First, you're gone for 5 years, supposedly in a Turkish prison, that neither side acknowledges. Then I find a photo of you in a 1940s magazine. Then you disappear into a steel monument.
What am I supposed to believe?
That you have a very active imagination and should consider becoming a mystery writer. Look, this is a tough time for all of us. I'm trying to acclimate to freedom, and you're trying to acclimate to me being around again. I'll be home in about a half hour. Just go home, and I promise we will sit down and work all of this out until you're completely satisfied.
Fine. But I kind of doubt that you'll answer all my questions.
After 30 years of trying to answer all of your questions, Kelly, you're probably right.
Good morning. You ready for more fun than adventure?
I still think this is not the way to do this.
Well, you'll be aboard the Mercury, and I'll be going with the Bat. Now, if there's a problem, I might be able to use my Wi-Fi abilities better in a more mobile vessel.
Captain Jocko has been able to track Rage's movements with the Bat. Sending this big bucket up makes no sense.
Bucket? Are you seriously talking about this beautiful ship? The one that saved you from a cold death in space by Rage?
I think Kate was just saying, you know, we're a much bigger target in the Mercury than here in the Bat.
Bigger and slower, like a bucket.
Don't underestimate her, Kate. Thanks to the generosity of the IDF, she's gotten some sweet upgrades.
What? Did you get a new bar?
Someone's testy this morning.
I don't mind her, Nate. We're just used to doing things our way. Now, this whole operation just seems to have been thrown together without a lot of thought. We both feel things would work much better if the Bat did a recon, and we could develop a plan from there.
A lone battle transport just spells trouble. A Bat escorting a cargo ship is a much better cover. The area we're going to is a known shipping lane.
A shipping lane? In space?
You know, it's our translators. I'm sure shipping lane is probably the closest translation it has.
Well, we can stand here all morning arguing, but I suggest we board the ship and prepare for departure. It's 6 of your Earth hours to the Latumus portal.
6? Last time it took 8.
Thanks to the generosity of the IDF, we have the latest in thruster technology.
Ah, so you'll finally be able to get up to the speed limit in this old tub.
All right, I'm headed over to the Bat docking port. Now, look, don't worry, Kate. We'll watch you 6.
I could say something.
But you won't.
There he is.
Nelson, good to see you.
How was your flight?
Stockholm to Copenhagen, to Dulles International, then to St. Louis 11 hours later. I guess I'd say I missed my STIP.
I hear that. I don't miss lines, security checks, crowded planes, and all the hassles of commercial flight. STIP travel would have been so much easier.
Well, headquarters wanted to keep as much of this investigation above board as possible.
Do you have any luggage?
Just my carry-on. The Stockholm office sent my things ahead on STIP. Our base of operation is not far from here. Our rental car should be ready for pickup.
Rental? We don't get a GSA car?
Sorry. No lights or sirens on this one. I have a voucher right here. So we shouldn't have any problems getting the car.
Voucher? You know, that's one thing both our Earths have.
What's that?
Paperwork. Reams and reams of paperwork. So, what do you know about this tower bombing?
Turns out our intel was wrong. We were told it was a radio tower, but it turned out to be a cell phone relay tower.
That's part of Rage's plan, to knock out our ability to communicate.
The tower was brought down with the C4. Our job is to look for any signature that would identify the bomber. Your task is to determine how much explosive were used to do the damage we'll find.
What about you? Why is the Great Soren on the case?
Because the Great Soren knows the Rage network here better than anyone else. I was part of their network as an undercover agent for quite a while. Headquarters is hoping I'll recognize someone, or be able to make some connections between the splinter cell here and the main cell in Stockholm.
One of the things we'll have to do is compare our notes with the South African team. It's important that we establish any connection between the two. If everything has the same signature, We're looking at an organized rage plot.
And if not, we're looking at a group of domestic terrorists.
What did you and Kate find in Stockholm on that tower Miss Wong's group tried to take down?
We were lucky enough to stop it before any of the explosives were armed. They planted a receiver on the tower that was connected to the explosives inside the control room. The signal from one of the Rage satellites would have set off the explosion. Luckily, the receiver wasn't yet operational.
Assuming the cell tower was inspected, there shouldn't be any receiver there. If we can find some sort of sophisticated detonation device, we might be looking at the same people.
That is correct. If we find any kind of timer device, I think we can rule out direct Rage involvement. Rage prefers to use remote detonators. They like having control of exactly when the bomb is detonated.
This will be interesting, but to tell you the truth, I'd much rather be in space right now, tracking down Lister and Wi-Fi.
Captain, Latumus portal breached. Sector head looks clear.
Very well, Tekka. Proceed on course to Galaza. Report when we reach the Capaldi asteroid belt.
Aye, aye, sir.
Aye, aye, sir? Captain? Seems we're coming up in this world.
I still can't quite get used to it. Every time someone says that, I think Roger's entered the room.
I still can't believe he and Sheena went off to some other galaxy system.
Do we miss our ruggedly handsome captain?
Like a headache. You put up with it and hope it soon goes away. I just didn't expect him to go off like that when it seems he had a good business here.
Seems is the operative word. With the Muncie Act in place, commerce was slow and, well, let's just say creative commerce grinded to a halt.
So you're trying to make a legitimate go of it, are you?
Well, let's just say I'm being patient.
Bat 1 for Captain Nate, over.
Got you, Jocko. Switch over to Open Channel Bravo, security scramble code.
Jocko on Bravo, how do you read me?
Good. What's our status?
Scanners picked up 3 targets. Speed and size indicate possible Rage fighters. Their present course appears to be Latumus, but we lost track once they entered the Capaldi belt. Just to be safe, I suggest you ready your deflection shields.
Will do. Any sign of their mothership?
Not yet, but we estimate it's not too far out.
Captain Jocko, Kate Hawk here. We were told that this is just a recon mission. Are you ready for a confrontation, should it arise?
We have a standard loadout. We could hold off the fighters, but we'd be best served to avoid them.
Or we could just issue Kate a Model 19 and she could take them all on.
Sure, Jim. No problem. Why don't you just switch on your brain and will them back to Latumus?
Well, let me think about it.
Ha ha.
Don't think too hard there, Barnsey. You might put the bat off course. Jocko, we'll give our shields a check, see. In the meantime, just keep us posted.
Will do. Bat out.
Possible Rage fighters? I don't like the sound of that. What do you have to defend this ship?
Not to worry, Agent. I pulled a Rage fighter off you and the others already. Or have you forgotten?
No, but I'll feel much better if I had a side weapon. I just don't feel right without some heat on my hip.
Heat? On your hip?
What's with a slack jaw? Better close your mouth. Or are you trying to catch flies?
No. Roger's old cabin. He left quite an arsenal in there. Help yourself.
Captain, we're entering the Capaldi belt.
Copy that. I'll be right up.
All right, Agent Barnes, we're entering the asteroid belt. We'll maintain a position right behind the Mercury.
Man, there's some big rocks out here. I can see why we slowed down.
Which makes this a prime ambush spot. We'll need to keep a close eye out for...
The Mercury! It's been hit!
Lock and load forward proton torpedo tube. Firing solution obtained. Fire!
You got it! Nice shoot!
We've got 2 bogeys departing.
It's a hit and run.
We're not following. It's a Rage tactic to draw us away. Mercury, Bat 1, do you copy?
This is Mercury. We have a hull breach. We're sealing now. Stand by.
We're closing in. We'll assess your exterior damage. Stand by.
It looks like a pretty clean hull. Wow, look at all that debris escaping.
Mercury, looks like a clean hull. You should be able to seal it with your auto-sealing system.
Auto-sealing system. Now there's an acronym for you. Hey, the debris has stopped.
Breach sealed. Getting damage assessment.
Copy that. We're going to scan for any other bogeys.
So you think the other two were trying to draw us away?
Yes, which worries me. It means they're trying to isolate the Mercury. They've gotten their claws into that ship a couple of times. I'm sure they can use a fast cargo ship.
Look, as long as Kate's on that ship, they'll have to go through me to capture it.
And me.
Man, I hope everyone's okay.
Tekka, fire suppressed. Do you have a damage report?
Corridor Bravo 6 was the point of impact. All fire suppressed. No further breach detected. Damage extends to Charlie 2 and Delta 1.
Delta 1, are you sure?
That's affirmative, Captain.
Open all bulkheads to Delta 1.
Bulkheads open. No fires have been detected.
Captain Rogers' old quarters. Is there any damage?
That's where the breach ended. Why?
Because that's where Hawk was. I sent her there to get a weapon. Kate! Kate! Can you hear me? Kate!
What is the fate of Agent Kate Hawk? Will Nate and the crew of the Mercury be able to save her? Will Rage emerge victorious? What will Soren and Nelson uncover in St. Louis? And will Horace be able to once again convince Kelly to stop her search? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Hawk Down.